Lauren, after the events of 9/11, our nation found ourselves in certain areas. We were moving through uncharted waters. It was quite a learning experience across all the federal government, as well as in state and local government, on how to deal with this new threat to the security of this great nation. During my tenure with the Department of Homeland Security, I'm very proud of the efforts that a group of us were involved with from the very beginning of creating the second largest department in our government. But as I started to look at what we needed to do next was to really institutionalize what we had learned, some of the policies that had been implemented, and start training the next generation that's going to be dealing with this long-enduring threat of terrorism to the United States. I heard about VCU was exploring the feasibility of creating a Homeland Security program, and I was very interested in it. I firmly believe that training the young men and women in our institutions and our universities, that we will be able to develop a more steady state, if you will, national response, rather than overreacting, but try to reach a plateau that we go about our daily lives in a normal fashion, but at the same time be very conscious of this threat of terrorism. And the only way to achieve that is to make sure that we have people educated in this entire process of Homeland Security.
What careers and positions are students who have this degree likely to take on after graduation?
First of all, I think in federal government, across the Department of Homeland Security, there are 22 separate agencies. Individuals that have this broad understanding of Homeland Security, and when I say broad, the curriculum that we designed mirrors, if you will, the National Homeland Security Strategy. We try to cover all of the tenets of the six critical mission areas that are stated in the National Homeland Security Strategy. So they would have a great understanding of what Homeland Security is all about. They would have an understanding of the organizational structure within federal government, organizational structures that have been established within state and local governments. So I see them in positions within the federal agencies, certainly within Department of Homeland Security. The Office of Intelligence now and the FBI would be an attractive option, I think. Certainly any number of the intelligence community, 15 agencies within the national or the intelligence community, would be an option they could explore. I think in state and local government, we've seen now where the offices here in the Commonwealth, for example, the Office of Preparedness has positions that perhaps a graduate from this program could move into. Virginia Department of Emergency Management, Department of Public Health, just a number of areas across state government, I think there will be positions that graduates of this program could find themselves applying for.
Obviously, you have a background in Homeland Security. Will other members of the faculty be coming from similar backgrounds?
We are making a very concerted effort to bring in people that have the practical experience out there. Certainly, we want to make sure that the academic research and analysis areas are covered from the academic perspective, but we also want to bring in practitioners that can really tell the students this is kind of how it operates out there, so they have a good understanding of it.
What does a program like this mean for VCU on a large scale?
It's interesting you ask that, Lauren. Because VCU is a major research university, I see VCU really expanding and moving to the forefront of being a recognized institution for Homeland Security. Partnering with our folks down at the medical campus, for example, and the research that's ongoing there, we have our life sciences section over there. It's doing tremendous work in a lot of different areas. We have quality people here on the staff. Dr. Jason Merrick is an authoritative expert, well-respected in the community for risk and vulnerability assessment. In fact, we look to partner with Hampton University, who was looking at doing some research in the area of port security, which is very high on the national security horizon of interest, I should say. So I'm very excited that VCU can really step up. Department of Homeland Security has a program that we're creating centers of excellence. There's a very competitive process for that. I think it will not take very, very long for VCU to be a major player in that regard. So I think there's some great opportunities for VCU as we move ahead. I think also reaching out to private industry here locally in the Richmond area, I think there's some tremendous opportunities to work with their staffs in helping them to identify where can a research institution like VCU help you, Mr. CEO, who is a major international producer, let's say, who has a huge supply chain. How can we help you better enhance the security of your supply chain?
Insofar as emergency preparedness, what does having this kind of program at VCU mean for Richmond?
Oh, I think, again, opportunities like this to talk to you and the media. The word is getting out. We're getting phone calls and emails from students around the country. I'll be going to Turkey in June to attend a global security conference, and I will speak of the VCU program there. We have some tremendous students from Turkey here right now. And looking at the international community, as you know, this is a war against terrorism. It's a global war. I think we can find interest from international students coming in here. So I think we'll see probably a number of students from outside the Commonwealth coming to VCU to attend this course. And going back to the research areas there, I think VCU can also expand in those areas to support private industry and maybe look at some opportunities that it would be great to bring in some industry into this area that's related to homeland security. I think as a nation, we have to develop a national response, and that is that there's a requirement here for every citizen to be alert, to stay vigilant, to realize that unfortunately there will be another terrorist attack. What we have to have in place are the plans to respond to that rapidly, to mitigate that situation. We need to understand the civil liberties, and we need to make sure that we protect the Constitution. We can't overreact to this. I think once we reach this balance, where local governments and state governments establish within their budgets certain areas to apply towards heightened threat conditions, that they're going to have to do that. This weekend, I think we have coming up a race here in Richmond. That's something that occurs twice a year in Richmond. So it shouldn't be anybody's surprise that they're going to have to do some additional planning in advance. They're going to have to put some additional monies towards that to pay for the overtime of the first responders, the emergency response units, the police. But we need to just come to that steady state and realize that it's a new world we're living in right now, but it's certainly not one that we need to fear. This is the greatest country in the world, and I know the American people respond to that. And we will achieve this steady state, and I'm convinced that through this academic environment and this program, that is a major step towards this national response.
Professor Bill Parrish, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
My pleasure.